Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
What's up, y'all? It's Mike from iWatchMike.com. It is time for another rant, rave, and review. I'm going to be talking about The Flash. I just watched it, the episode 6 called Enter Zoom. Holy crap balls. I think for the last 7 to 10 minutes of this episode, I was holding my breath. Like, Jesus, Jiminy Cricket, like, Zoom is no freaking joke. Like, I thought the Flash is going to be able to put a better fight against Zoom. When Zoom catches the Flash's lightning and throws it back at him, crap. And then he starts punching him, and then it's obvious that he probably broke his back or something, because you hear some cracking going. And then at the end of this episode, freaking the Flash, or actually Barry, can't move his legs. Oh, crap, this is not going to be good. I mean, dude, when Zoom was going around showing off, like when he goes into the newsroom of the newspaper, and then he goes to the police station, and then he goes to Star Labs, I was like, I mean, Zoom is no joke. I don't know how Barry and the team are going to get Zoom. Of course, I'm behind. I know that I've got Guerrilla Warfare to watch next, because I'm really excited that, because we finally get to see Groot, the gorilla. And then, of course, I know I have the Legends of Today, which is the crossover episode with The Flash and Arrow, and then Running to Stand Still, and then I'll be caught up. Woohoo! I don't know how I'm going to do it, because Legends of Today is partially Arrow, so I think I need to watch some Arrows, too. I don't know. Either way, this episode was crazy. And speaking of crazy, what the hell was Barry thinking about taking off his mask for Linda? Like, what was that for? Like, they haven't even showed... He hasn't even showed his face to Detective Patty, his soon-to-be girlfriend, I'm assuming. She knows more about these metahumans. I would trust her more than I would trust Linda. That's for sure. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that he was like, I gotta trust you because I know you. I was like, what the hell are you doing, Barry? And then how the hell did Linda not know that was that was Barry when she first saw him? Like, really? That's the closest. I mean, he wasn't making his face vibrate, just his voice. And sure enough, she didn't recognize him. That was Barry. See, I don't think Linda's prepared for this. I don't think she has stripes for this. No way. But other than that, this episode was great. Intense, I'm telling you. Like I said, that last moment, I was holding my breath. I was like, shh, and now he can't move his legs. Crap, I don't know how we're going to get through this one. All right, that's it, people. I'm done for this rant, rave, and review of The Flash. If you want to check out more of my stuff, check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. Of course, here, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. All my stuff is on there. TV shows, movie reviews, and I know for the new year, I got to get caught up on some of my other channels that, I'm behind, people. Maddox, he's 16 months. And he runs like a little, he runs like the Flash, okay? And I gotta stay on his toes. And it's just hard to watch TV and record with a 16-month-old son running around like the Flash. So that is it, people. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Mike the Movie Guy. I watch Mike on Facebook. Have a great new year. I will talk to y'all later. Bye bye.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.